You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It's November 28th, and we're talking some Twins baseball as we bring in Twins reporter for MLB.com, Rhett Bollinger. Rhett, thanks as always for taking the time. And right now, after Thanksgiving, kind of the calm before the storm in the offseason, the winter meeting's a couple weeks away, but Shohei Ohtani is on everyone's minds, and including Senior Vice President and GM of the Twins, Thad Levine. He said Sunday the team is making Ohtani a top priority. Is that a little bit of grandstanding, or is Minnesota really going after Ohtani as hard as anyone?
I think at this point they're definitely going to go after him as hard as anyone. I do think they have the bonus pool money. You know, I think they're the third most in the majors to offer him. They also just got some money freed up as well because one of their top shortstop prospects he failed his physical. So they're able to get some money back from that as well. I do think they're going to try their best to try to convince him to come to Minnesota. Will it actually happen? It's still very, very unlikely. You got to figure he's going to go to a bigger market. You know, I'm sure the Yankees and the Dodgers, those type of teams are going to go hard after him as well. But they're doing their due diligence. They've worked closely with his agency. They are coming up with a pitch. And, I know that his agency kind of had a thing there where every team that was interested in him was required to send in, kind of a pitch. And I think the Twins were certainly willing and able to do that. Thad Levine did say it's a priority for them, to try to do what they can to try to get him. Because I think every team in baseball would love to have Ohtani, especially with the new, with the rules here. You can get him for a real bargain here compared to what you get on the open market. So I do think the Twins are trying their best to try to sign him. Will it happen? It's very unlikely. But they are serious. It's just a matter of Ohtani's preferences.
Yeah, the cost you mentioned, I mean, that's certainly a point that I think appeals to a lot of GMs, is that you wouldn't have to pay a lot in that posting cost. Just wondering your take too, Rhett. Ever concern in a type of situation, I guess, because you're not investing as much money, say, as in the past with Daisuke Matsuzaka with the Red Sox, but still there's concern about a player adjusting, coming from Japan with high expectations, and this whole offseason seems to be about Stanton and Ohtani so far. Just wondering your thoughts overall with a player coming over. Dice K had an up-and-down career with the Red Sox, but a concern for teams with a young player, 23 years old, and adjusting not only on the field but off the field with those high expectations.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be tough for Ohtani. Like you said, the expectations are going to be huge this year. He's definitely the kind of the most talked-about guy. I think the big thing with him, too, is just the fact that he's a two-way player. You know, he has a fastball that can reach over 100 miles per hour to go along with a pretty impressive set of collection in terms of tools with his power, and he's got decent speed. He can hit for average in Japan. So really, he's Japan's best player both ways. He's the best hitter in Japan, and he's the best pitcher in Japan. So that's kind of the more interesting thing to me, is what's he going to do in the major leagues? Is there going to be a team that's going to be willing to sign him to have him play both ways, or is he going to have to pick one or the other? And I'm curious to see what the Twins' plan kind of entails. Will the Twins be willing to let him pitch and then DH on days when he doesn't pitch? And the big thing, too, is that, how do you stay healthy that way? We've never seen anyone ever do before. Can you pitch every 5 days and then DH and stay healthy and stay in your routine and throw bullpens? Or are you more likely to be a reliever / position player? So there's a lot of things at stake in terms of just how are they going to do this? Or is he just going to be a traditional pitcher or traditional hitter? There's just so many different options. I think that's going to be kind of the thing with him. I think whatever team has the best plan for him and the best fit for him is where he's going to end up. So, the pressure is there, and the Twins have had some tough luck in the past with some players from Asia. It's hard to lump them all in together because it's all different circumstances and different situations. But Nishioka did not work out for the Twins. And we, Byung-ho Park just went back to Korea as well. And he was the best hitter in Korea before he came over. And that didn't really work out. But same thing, totally different circumstance. Ohtani really is, the top guy they've talked about for a long time now. He's very young, but you never know what you're going to get. And if it's anything more than anything, you're not really sure where he's going to play at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just read my mind right there, Rhett, as I wanted to transition over to Byung-ho Park a little bit too. And I think that's an example where it didn't work out as planned. He came over from South Korea and two-time MVP over there, as you just alluded to, and didn't quite meet the Twins' expectations. And now you just wrote about this in the last few days. It seems Park is going to be heading back to South Korea. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. It hasn't happened yet. Twins are still working that out because he's technically still owed, $6.5 million over the next 2 years. There were some reports in Korea saying that he's going to walk away from that. That's not quite true yet. That's still kind of getting worked out. But the deal, at least according to Korea, is he'd go back to his former team, the Nexon Heroes, and play there for $1.4 million. which is less than he can get paid here. So I do think their systems have to work out some loopholes. But, yeah, as you said, it just didn't really go well. You know, he was two-time MVP there, hit 105 home runs combined over his last two seasons in Korea. Twins thought that power would translate. And the power was there to a certain degree. Even that first year, I think he hit 12 home runs, including some, you know, really impressive home runs in terms of distance and trajectory. But it just wasn't consistent enough. And, you know, I think the high-velocity fastballs kind of ate him up a little bit, and the breaking balls as well. Never really put up too good of numbers in AAA, but also some bad luck. You know, he had a wrist injury that kind of sapped his power his first season there. And then last year, I think just the whole, I think mentally it was tough for him, not making the team out of spring training, being taken off the roster. So a lot of things didn't go his way. I think could have went his way, but I think he'll go back there and do a good job because, like I said, he was the best hitter in Korea before he left. So, yeah, I think he'll be more comfortable back home. It's just too bad for his own sake that it didn't work. And for the Twins, of course, they didn't work out there in the major leagues.
Absolutely. We're talking with Rhett Bollinger of MLB.com. And, Rhett, if Ohtani doesn't work out, or even if he does and he came to Minnesota, what else is Thad Levine looking at here as the winter meetings are a couple weeks away? We've seen Jake Arrieta's name, Alex Cobb, Lance Lynn, all linked to the Twins. They're all just rumors at this point, but it's kind of fun to speculate and see who could potentially be in the rotation for Minnesota next year. Would the price tag be too high on those guys I just mentioned, though? Would that be a problem?
I think those guys might be okay. I mean, maybe Arrieta might be too much. And then even, you know, Levine did talk about Darvish being a priority as well. You know, I know some people have talked about in the past, like kind of a Darvish-Ohtani two-for-one package in a sense that could kind of entice Ohtani to come over. It would be having Darvish on the roster. But I think Darvish might be a little bit out of the Twins' price range, and maybe Arrieta as well. But I do think that Lynn or Cobb would make a lot of sense. You know, guys that are coming off injuries, both of them have had Tommy John surgery, might lower their price tags a little bit. But they're both guys before the injuries that were very durable and added a lot of innings and a lot of value. So I do think both those guys would be right within their budget. They're going to go hard off their starting pitcher for sure. I think their priority right now is to sign a starting pitcher, or at least trade for one or sign for one as their first thing in free agency, or sorry, the first thing in the offseason. And from there, they'll kind of you know, add some pieces to the bullpen, potentially a right-handed bat. But I do think more than anything, getting a starting pitcher, and especially early in the offseason, is the goal in the front office right now.
Yeah, I'm sure they would love it if Johan Santana maybe could come back the way he used to pitch, as dominant as he was. And we'll just transition over to Santana for a second as the Hall of Fame ballot is out and Santana is on it. He had several dominant seasons with the Twins, won the Cy Young twice with Minnesota. Is there a case to be made for Santana in the Hall of Fame, or was it just is it a case of longevity where he just wasn't dominant for long enough?
It's probably a case of longevity. You know, at his peak, he was an incredible pitcher. You know, the two Cy Young Awards, maybe even had a case for a third one. In his little 4 to 5 year peak, there was really, you know, nobody better in the American League. He's, you know, one of the better you know, peaks of anybody really in the history of baseball. I mean, he really was incredible with that changeup. But I think longevity hurts him overall. He pitched parts of 12 seasons. You know, when he went to the Mets, had those injury concerns late in his career and had the shoulder problems and some of the, I think, Achilles problem, and it cut his career short there. I know he tried to come back there with the Orioles, a couple other teams, just didn't work out. So, but incredible career. I'm hoping that he at least stays on the ballot and gets 5%, because I do think he at least has a case because of his peak. But I do think overall, in general, just not having the longevity, and because there's such a crowded Hall of Fame ballot, you can make a strong case probably for 14, 15 guys in that ballot that he might just kind of get pushed off of it in that sense. But at his peak, Twins fans know that there's really nobody better at that time, and he was certainly fun to watch. And it deserves some consideration, but I do think overall it's not enough time in the majors.
Yeah, one guy who seems like he should be a shoo-in, Jim Thome, who played with the Twins, played with a lot of teams, but with the Twins for a couple seasons. In 2011, hit his 600th career homer with Minnesota. In your mind, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I would think so, but like I said, such a busy, you know, crowded box, it's just hard to know how it's going to go. But a guy that has 600 home runs and have as much power as he did, and to be as well-liked as he was, too. You know, he was a great leader, great teammate, great to the media. That always can help you, too, and kind of put you over the top sometimes. But you'd hope that 600 home runs would be enough of a reason to put him in the Hall of Fame. You know, he hit number 600 with the Twins in 2011, very memorably in Detroit. Hit two home runs that night to get to 600 and had his whole family there. And pretty amazing milestone to get to. So Twins fans remember him fondly. He was only there for a year and a half. It was part of you know, the last couple of the Twin teams that were good before their little lull they hit there, you know, the playoff team in 2010. in his first year with Minnesota and had a couple memorable home runs there as well. So he had a great career. I do think he'll get a lot more consideration than Santana, but it's hard to know exactly how it'll go in that first year.
Absolutely right. And before we let you go, just one more thing. In the offseason, so much we talk about trades and money and what free agents are making, and but there's a lot of work going on in the community and charity work throughout the season, but particularly in the offseason as well. You wrote a piece recently kind of detailing some of the work players have done, Joe Mauer, Kyle Gibson front and center throughout the year as well. Just wondering if you could quickly summarize some of the great work that Twins players and the organization is doing as a whole.
It really is impressive. The Twins are definitely a team that's committed to the community. The Twins Community Fund is the biggest arm of that fundraiser for the Twins. They do a ton of events throughout the year. Joe Mauer is a huge part of that, being a local guy with all of his community work he does, including with the Gillette Children's Hospital. He was named the Twins Roberto Clemente Man of the Year Award winner for the second straight year. But even the younger guys get into it too. Brian Dozier helped spark the some of the hurricane relief efforts both in Texas and Florida. Kyle Gibson's big in Florida and in Minnesota with his charity work, and he's going to be honored at the Diamond Awards. Eduardo Escobar, too, for his work in Venezuela, and all the guys in Puerto Rico from, Jose Barrios, Steph Vargas, Teddy Rosario did a lot of work with, hurricane relief in Puerto Rico. There are just a lot of guys. Pretty much any guy on that team you can think of has a foundation. Glenn Perkins, I know he's a free agent now, but he's a Minnesotan. He did a ton locally as well. And even Paul Molitor is very, very involved. And the new front office, I think now they're kind of getting into it more. You know, in their first season here, getting kind of entrenched in the community. So, and we'll have a ton more going. The Twins have the Twins Fest coming up, and, the Twins annual caravan throughout the upper Midwest. And you've got, the Diamond Awards coming up too. So it happens all off season. Even when the weather turns bad, there's still going to be a lot of charity work going on and players out there in the community. But especially in the summertime, once the players are out there in Minnesota, just a lot of events going on all the time, even during the season, to raise awareness and raise money. People in the community.
Absolutely right. Yeah, well said. And sometimes people forget about all that going on. So it's nice to have those articles like you wrote as well about that. Red, thanks as always very much for the time and great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week. That was Red Bollinger, and I'm Darwin Zook. Thanks for tuning in on MLB.com Extras.